Roanoke studies Birdland Center future as casino debate persists. Roanoke officials in Virginia are advancing a formal review of the Birdland Center as debate over a proposed casino continues. The outcome could shape investment, taxes, and redevelopment plans that directly affect residents and potential gaming operators. With no casino legislation introduced during the latest Virginia General Assembly session, attention has shifted toward studying the future of the 50-year-old civic complex. Del. Sam Rasul, D. Roanoke, introduced a $600,000 budget amendment that would fund engineering and infrastructure analysis of downtown assets, including the Birdland Center, Center in the Square, and the Science Museum of Western Virginia. State budget amendment puts focus on infrastructure. Rasul has been clear that his proposal is not a backdoor route to a casino. "A casino is not the answer, but our city still needs investment," he wrote publicly. Instead, he argues Roanoke needs updated technical assessments to determine the structural life cycle and redevelopment potential of key downtown properties. The Birdland Center, home to a Coliseum, performing arts theater and event space, has required increasing maintenance. Roof replacements are underway and aging boilers date back to the building's opening. City Council member Faison Nash said the center does not currently generate enough revenue to cover operating costs and debt. The General Assembly would need to include Rasul's amendment in the House budget, negotiate with the Senate, and send the final version to Governor Abigail Spanberger for approval. Del. Joe McNamara, R. Roanoke County, who opposes a casino, said he supports the study funding. Casino proposal still in play. Although legislation supporting a Roanoke casino did not advance this session, the idea remains active. Mayor Joe Cobb has framed the proposal as part of a broader entertainment district vision that would include restaurants, a hotel, and expanded event facilities at the Birdland site. Virginia law requires General Assembly approval and a local referendum before any casino can move forward. Four casinos have opened in Virginia in recent years, including Caesars Virginia in Danville and Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Bristol. Cobb acknowledged frustration that public discussion has centered on gambling rather than broader redevelopment. Still, the city has not abandoned the casino component. A private investor approached Roanoke in spring 2025, proposing $30 million in upgrades to the Birdland Center and pledging $300 million in broader property investment. The city also signed a $6,000 per month contract with Two Capitals Consulting to assist with legislative and regulatory strategy related to a special economic development project. Community voices and historical context. Opposition has come from residents and several local legislators concerned about addiction and crime. Meanwhile, Nash has convened an 18-member focus group representing business leaders, neighborhood associations, and the Roanoke Railyard Dogs hockey team to explore options for the Civic Center's future. "Casino or not, we have to figure out what we want to do with the Birdland Center," Nash said. The conversation carries historical weight. Construction of the Civic Center in the 1960s displaced predominantly black neighborhoods. Former Mayor Nelson Harris reminded the focus group that beyond the $15 million construction cost, there was a social cost tied to urban renewal. Nash has suggested that any future revenue generated by the site should help fund restorative efforts for impacted communities. For now, the question before Roanoke is larger than gambling. The city must decide whether to pursue a casino-driven entertainment district or reimagine the Birdland Center through alternative redevelopment strategies. The coming state budget negotiations will determine whether that conversation moves from speculation to structured analysis.